From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. Fifth annual Greats California Shakeout set for Thursday. During the self-led drill, participants practice how to drop, cover, and hold on. Drop where you are, onto your hands and knees. The position protects you from being knocked down and also allows you to stay low and crawl to shelter if nearby. Cover your head and neck. If a sturdy table or desk is nearby, crawl underneath it for shelter. If no shelter is nearby, crawl next to an interior wall away from windows. Hold on until shaking stops. Under shelter, hold on to it with one hand. Be ready to move with your shelter if it shifts. No shelter, cover your head and neck with both arms and hands. For people with disabilities and other access or functional needs, you can find out more about taking part in the Shakeout at Earthquake Country Alliance, their website. Well, on Thursday as well, Mendocino County will test both the Mendo Alert and Nixol Emergency Alert and Warning Systems. During that testing period, residents who've registered for the system may receive a phone call, a text message, or an email message. Goal of the test, better understand any gaps in the existing systems and make improvements for a safer, more prepared county. On October 18th at about 10:18, Mendocino County will begin the alerting process. Using both the Mendo Alert and Nixol systems, the testing expected to last for several hours. Residents may receive the alert several hours after the test begins. LeMann is under arrest after meeting police at his front door armed. Sunday night at about 9:30, Humboldt County Drug Task Force special agents were conducting an investigation at a residence on the 600 block of Airport Road in Hoopa when they were confronted by an armed occupant of the residence. The subject, 73-year-old Robert Mastel, fired one round in the direction of the special agents. The agents did not return fire and took Mastel into custody without further incident. Agents secured a search warrant for the Mastel's residence and seized several firearms. Mastel was booked into the Humboldt County Correctional Facility on charges of assault with a deadly weapon. His bail set at $50,000. Over the weekend, a Rio Del police officer was dispatched to a report of a stabbing that had taken place on the 300 block of First Avenue. One 20-year-old man was detained, but the other fled on foot. That man reported to be suffering from a serious laceration to the arm. It became apparent that the injured man was not the victim of an assault, but had cut his arm on a broken window of a business. He was eventually located at about 12:30 a.m. with the help of the Rio Del Fire Department, who took part in the search, transported by ambulance to the hospital. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.